This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Cook Inlet belugas don't have a lot in common with cryptocurrency, the online dollar that's becoming increasingly popular around the world. But a 14-year-old in Puerto Rico is using her digital art and the online currency to raise tens of thousands of real-life dollars for beluga conservation in Alaska.
And we were thinking, if this works, then we can help them, because there's only, I think, 279 Cook Inlet belugas right now, and we could really help them out if, like, you know, the NFT works.
It worked. Last weekend, Abigail flew across the country to hand Girdwood-based Beluga Whale Alliance its largest donation to date of $50,000. Her brother Adam was there too.
This was just, I mean, it changed all of our lives, and we helped save some belugas.
Abigail goes by Peach Sunday online, and she asked us not to use her last name to protect her privacy. The high school freshman has set records selling her digital illustrations, which she calls belugies. Each colorful piece features a beluga whale with different accessories, from gold chains to sunglasses to astronaut suits. But they're not just illustrations. Abigail's pieces are NFTs, which stands for non-fungible token. Non-fungible here means unique, because each NFT is a digital file that's entirely original, and it can only have one owner. It's a newish concept, and it's complicated by the fact that there's no physical artwork being exchanged. When you buy an NFT, you're buying ownership over a digital file. That way, even if everyone on the internet can see it, you're the only true documented owner, and that ownership in itself is worth something online. It's actually worth quite a bit. Adam says his sister's NFTs are selling for big bucks.
In 10 hours, we sold out, and we made $1,021,000.
If you're wondering why someone would spend thousands on something they can't even hold, you're not alone. NFT advocates say people are excited about the prospect of ownership and collecting. Earlier this year, an NFT sold at Christie's Auction House for $69 million. Abigail thinks people are drawn to the charity aspect of her NFTs and creating a tangible impact out of something that's otherwise intangible. The young artist only started making digital art less than a year ago. Adam was the one who told her about NFTs, and she decided to try her hand. She wanted to draw an animal that would make a cute character, so she picked belugas.
Because belugas are super cute, smart, and we've loved them ever since the Georgia Aquarium that we went to in 2018.
She also wanted to send a cut of her potential proceeds to beluga-focused organizations. That's how she connected with Beluga Whale Alliance Online and Suzanne Steinert, its founder and president. Steinert started Beluga Whale Alliance in 2017.
This is our biggest donation to date, and it's really going to help us, you know, get to that next level. We've been operating at a pretty grassroots level, but really help contribute to the sustainability of like our baseline operations funding, and also scale up our operations too, to have more of an impact.
The nonprofit works on conservation efforts for Cook Inlet's endangered belugas. Abigail and Adam did some of their own beluga observing last weekend when they flew across the country and hand-delivered their donation. NFTs are still a new technology, and they've come under fire for being bad for the environment. That's because the online currency that's used to buy and sell NFTs, called cryptocurrency, has an enormous carbon footprint due to the computers used to back it. Abigail and Adam say they're trading with a cryptocurrency that's more environmentally friendly than its counterparts, called Solana. Steinert says she's excited about the worldwide community Abigail's rallied around beluga whale conservation. She says Abigail's story is a great example of how individuals can contribute to conservation efforts using what they know.
People ask us all the time, what can I do? Like, what can we do to help beluga? And it's like, to me, like, my answer is, use your skill.
Abigail's only been at the NFT game for 12 days. And if those days are any indication of her future, there's a lot of momentum for her and the belugas ahead. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.